Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Truma, Day 4, and except from verse 31:1. The Zohar continues to explain about the order of the prayer, explaining now what we say in the blessings of the Shema. Kel Baruch, Hashem who is blessed, this beginning of an acrostic praise of Hashem, where each letter of the Aleph Beis becomes a word to praise Hashem in order. Dor Sidura de Asfin Ze'erin, this is the order of the small letters, meaning coming from the level of Malchus. Tikkuni Knesset Yisrael b'chol yom v'tzlos, and rectification of the Knesset Yisrael the Shechina every day in prayer, because the letters rectify the Malchus the Shechina. And praising Hashem to them draws light from every level to make Hashem's kingship shine in the world from all aspects of reality, because everything was created out of the letters. And we know that the cycling of the letters, it says in Sefer Yetzirah and 231 gates, made all the combinations of things. So when we use the letters, and it pointed out blatantly, poignantly, in praise of Hashem, Mikael Baruch. So this draws the root light of the Shekhinah in the letters, an expression of divinity and all the details of existence that come from them. Begin Dinun Asfin Ze'irin, because they're small letters, meaning from love of Malchus, Sleis Ravka B'nayu, there's no space between them, which means each letter is made into one word, and then the next letter is made into the following word, as opposed to the first letter having a few words to come out of it before starting the praise of the second letter. These are rectifications of the maidens that come with the queen towards the supernal king. The Malchus of Atzilus is coming to Zerantum to be unified, getting ready for that. This sanctification that sanctifies the supernal angels. It's not by an individual, to be said. This is referring to after, in the order of blessings of the Shema, we speak about how the angels praise Hashem, Hashem Okel, Melech HaGadol Gibor, Hashem with great mind and revered, and we say finally, Kadosh, 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 Hashem is holy. So Zohar says, we see that the Rambam holds like this, is Makavan to the Zohar. It's supposed to be said in the congregation. When it comes to this saying of this verse in praise of Hashem, and repetition of the Shemon Esrei, so everyone agrees that it must be done only for a congregation by 10 people. When it comes to Kedusha and the blessings of the Shema, the Zohar says, Nidim Minyan. Well, Kimnon was explained, Kol Kedusha Diva B'Lashon HaKodesh, any sanctification of Hashem's name, which is called Kedusha, that is said in the Holy Tongue, as opposed to Aramaic, Yochad Asa Leidim, it's forbidden for an individual to say it. Targum, when it comes to the translation in Aramaic, and sometimes saying Kedusha as in Volet Zion, after the Shemon Esrei. The Olam B'Yachid Lo B'Sagin, it's always an individual, not with a lot. Specifically, it's supposed to be said by an individual, because the Targum is going into diversity, separateness. Lashon Kodesh is unity, so we need a minion where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, starting from 1, becomes unified in 10, which is 1 plus a 0, so all the individuals become, shines them the oneness. Whereas Targum, which goes into diversity specifically by an individual, should be said. V'yachid ihu tikkun delay. An individual, that's his rectification. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Vadai, most certainly, v'los again, and not by a lot. Similar razador and sign for the secret, shnai mikovecha Targum. Two verses we read from the Parshas HaShavua, from the weekly portion of the Torah, and one verse, one time we read the verse, the same verse in its translation in Aramaic. So shnayim, when it says two lishnas aginihu, it's a term refers to many. It's in the plural. The vaday kedusha de lashon hakodesh asa ihi biyachid. Certainly, the holiness in lashon hakodesh should not be said by an individual. Lishas tagam, the holiness of the tagam asa ihi bisagin, is forbidden by a lot. Ela biyachid lo, but always by an individual. Echad tagam tininan. We learned one tagam lo train lo yatir, not two and not more. Tagam asa lemuta. Tagam comes to diminish. Shvach is reason that's necessary, means to reveal Hashem's unity specifically in diversity. So it has to go into the world of diversity and be said by individuals that are separate, and that is a union together. Lashon HaKodesh asid ribuya. Lashon HaKodesh comes to include, means to go up into upper space where everything is one anyway. Shvach is reason that's necessary. Like in Shabbos, we're not allowed to do work because there's nothing to be done. And if they want to do work, Chas HaShalom causes a tremendous defect above. Whereas during the week, We have to specifically work and fix up the world and do rectifications. And not to work, that itself would be a defect. So Shabbos is the category of Lashon HaKodesh. It's the world above, the holy tongue. World of Atzilus, everything is good, everything is one. The more unity, the more detail, the more individuals, it's just like you know, you see a bigger picture, it's all one. The week, there's a lot of details that are separate. We have to work on those details separate to prepare them to be included in the supernal unity. But in order to do that, you have to first deal with the details. Every little wire and cord and button put into place and hooked up and attached and dealt with individually requires special individual attention. That's necessary because we ascend in holiness and we don't descend. In the Targum, we descend and don't go up. So Lashon HaKodesh, we go up into the world of Atzilus. In the Targum, we go down into the world of separation, and that's where he's supposed to be. One, we learn, and not more. We don't go up at all. In other words, Targum, again, deals with a separate detail, and not with the state of unity above. It's the only way we're able to reach the state of absolute unity above is if the state of diversity is rectified in this world, specifically through dealing with it on its turf, in its terms, in its own terms, its own territory. The sanctification of the Shekhinah is sanctified, which means that we draw holiness to the Shekhinah, a deep revelation of divinity. And all of her chariots, all of her mediums of providence. The general concept of the Merkava of the chariot is the medium through which Hashem channels his providence in the world, but it functions through many, many different chariots. You have like just like the Havdila government has a board of education and an army. And they give grants and all different things. So the divine Malchus HaRuach was Mekia, the government below is like the government above, as if it were, kingship, divine dominion above. So there's many chariots to which the grand chariot transmits providence. Chariot permits parnasa, sustenance, and chariot permits events for people and situations, what jobs they get, appointments, family relationships, zivugim, all different chariots. We stakna the Gabi Malchut, we fix towards the supernal king, which means that once it's hooked up above, all these different chariots that are transmitting providence to us, we're able to see how they're all from Hashem, be happy with Hashem, connected to Hashem through from them, the mashal through Parnasa, able to be attached to Hashem through getting a job, through getting a proper appointmentship. Every detail of our life and existence and universe, all the things we see and experience. Begin to eat Kedushas Alma Itasom, because Shechina is the holiness of the world below, the Malchus, which is the root of the world below. It is said standing, sitting and not standing. So the world below is like sitting, a lower level, as opposed to the world above is like standing. The other holiness, the Hadurei Tzlosa, in the repetition of the prayer of the Shemoneh Esrei, is the holiness of the supernal world, which means Atzilus. The world of Bria is considered the supernal world relative to us, but relative to Atzilus that's above it, it's considered the lower world. And it's therefore it is like sitting, as opposed to the Shemoneh Esrei is like standing. Therefore, the hand tefillin, the Zohar says, corresponds to the world of Bria, the blessings of the Shema. The head tefillin, its kedusha shines out in its root in the Shema Esrei. We say standing up. In kach v'kol this ihi b'amida, it says, must be standing. Begin d'amshach olo l'sat, in order to draw it below. You reach up to the highest level of oneness, and then from there it's drawn down below. A big shefa, a big flow. All the issues of the upper world, it is standing and not sitting. All these sanctifications, Israel is sanctified in them below. When we sanctify Hashem, we draw His Kedusha, His holiness and sanctity upon us. It makes us holy, us divine. It opens our consciousness to feel spiritual things, to be connected with Hashem. Israel is sanctified with the holiness of the lower chariot and is sitting, referring to the Malchus. Yusha de Sicha Yelam Umid, Yusha of the upper chariot, Malchus of Atzilus, standing. It's Malchus of Bria, Malchus of Atzilus. Kedusha Achra Ihi, Tosefes Kedusha. The other Kedusha, which is referring to the Kedusha set in Vol Tzion after the Shemoneh Esrei, it is additional Kedusha. Because we peak by the Shemoneh Esrei and then this flow, the Shef of the Divine Light comes down and we supplement it. It's coming down to us by sanctifying Hashem again in the Vod Zion Tefillah after the Shemoneh Esrei. Begin a kach was this ihi basar susis after the prayer. Begin to ihi tasefes kedusha al kedusha nechronim because it's additional holiness upon the other holinesses. Ihi basar susis after the Tefillah after the Shemoneh Esrei. supplement. Begin the chol, it's like vitamins after meal after. Begin the chol chad v'chad boy them shocha alei mehavut hasefes, because each one needs to be drawn upon him from that addition. Yistak in the chol yachad v'yachad k'dushas targum. It's enacted for each individual to say the whole sanctification of the targum. Like we said in Vod Zion, and said by the individual, so each individual draws upon him the specific shef of the flow of Hashem that he awakened for the whole universe, and he's saying the blessing, k'dushin, blessings of the Shema, k'dushin of Shemon Esrei, so that he can individually feel the sanctification of Hashem in his life and all of its details going throughout his day. From the time he gets up in the morning, eats his Wheaties, and the time he goes to sleep at night. If you ask, behold, there isn't it, the sanctification in the Holy Tongue. It starts by saying Kadosh, 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 the verse in Hebrew, and then there's the translation in Aramaic. But it does also mention the verse originally in Hebrew. Oh, let's see, but that's for the congregation. They should all be sanctified together in that additional holiness. So the additional holiness needs to be drawn on the macro level also. Begin the Yachid Leisle Vishulam Roh Lashon HaKadosh Eskatcha V'Yichidoy. Of course, the individual does not have permission to say it in the Holy Tongue. He's saying to sanctify alone. Iskinu Loh V'Lashon Targum. They enacted it in the Targum. V'Yib Yachid, and as in said individual, Eskatcha Kol Chad V'Chad V'Hot Tesefes. Each individual should be sanctified with that addition to find Hashem in every detail of his life. Amshacha Alei Kedusha Deyaseh, to draw upon him extra holiness, extra expanded consciousness. Zakochul came to Israel to call Meskachi Kedusha Loi, met with these portions of Israel that they're sanctified with supernal holiness, to be able to have spiritual levels, the light and energy of them rest upon them below. Begin to know the vacant lay, of course, they're attached above. The Ksiv is written, verse in Dvarim 4:4. Temat Vekim Hashem Lekechem Chaim Kulchem Ayim. You're attached to Hashem, you're all alive today. He's to attach us to Hashem and the spiritual levels above. Shekhinah dwells upon us, and we have true eternal life even while clothed in the body in this physical world. And that's a special merit and privilege that Hashem grants to us. We should appreciate it. Thank Hashem. This is Zohar's coming to emphasize to us by saying this.